because of one repeat after me. We lost the key of sight, now blind, we fear in flight. We are far from love, but silence is golden. We's observe.
Welcome to another amazing night on Trick Track with Set Track. I have another special show tonight. We'll be talking to my very good friend, Ara Khachaturian, who is the English editor of Aspares Daily in Los Angeles. Yesterday, we celebrated our 20th independence. I was going to say anniversary. It feels like something like that. Happy Independence Day, beautiful Armenia. Although, Terchem Katsats, Pats Mode Karuna. Hopefully, Moda Bakain, Iskabes, Hayastana Independent Kala, Ayo Angahatsav, Pats Ustinzi, it's still not independent. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of wrong things going on. Միացյալ Հայաստանը չէր, ինչ որ պայքարած ենք, խոսած ենք, գրված ենք, և բիդելլա, վերջի վերջով բիդելլա, ես հավատք ունիմ, հույս ունիմ, և միշտ օպտիմիստիկ եմ. Միան այդ ճամփուն մի քանի բաներ է, որ պետք է շուտ գվի Հայաստանի մեջ նաև, ինչպես որ բոլորն իսկ գիտենք, there's a big time organized crime, mafia, if you want to call it. Hopefully, one day, I hope so. It's going to be a tough battle, but hopefully we can get rid of that. I also want to say hello to my good friend Maxim, who is listening. I'm hoping that is. Actually, he probably is. I had a blast, as you all know. He was in town last week. Amazing party for those of you that didn't attend. I had a blast. He took me back on memory lane. And hin yerkere yerkets, nor yerkere yerkets. It was fun. And I got to hang out with him afterwards, beforehand. And on Sunday, he came to say goodbye. It was a blast. Let me tell you people that much. He's a fun guy to be with. few things coming up on Trick Track that you will notice. And one of them is, I don't know, I'm contemplating about having like a 2-minute rundown every week about my thoughts besides the daily topic that we're going to be discussing or the interviews. I've been thinking of doing like a fastest Trick Track minute. Or, naim anune inch kasemne, terchem voroshats anuna. Is shapatora special aidakir munim. Mian ay shapat anal kanivor mersireli Robert Chilingiriana hospital la. And I'm going to have a live interview with him on Saturday. Time to be confirmed. I will keep you guys posted exactly. It's probably going to be 1 p.m. Eastern time. I think in Jama Dasa LA match. As you noticed this week, my Arabic hour started. It looks like it's happening. I see a lot of people listening to it. Let me tell you, you better enjoy it because I put in a lot of time picking the songs, okay? It's not easy what I do, folks. Hava Tatsik. Took me a long time, but it's accomplished. And happy to hear most of you enjoy it. I'm still working on the Latino. Also, this is something new that I'm really, really going to do, I think. And that is to have a French hour or half hour, depending on which way I go. Also, have a segment of only new artists. Francerena Ganavakenk, and then have a half hour show of just new artists, new releases, maybe. Oh, speaking of new releases, hopefully Polornidal Aritu Unesak Medigarik Adisin Nori Erka Vorna Virvadze Mersi Lipolin. Love. Pavagan Hoseta, Kichmverch Pavagan Bini Hosing, so keep on tuning. Ara is not on yet, so he'll be coming up soon, I hope. Ara Shud Dunkana, because you just called me and told me he was stuck in traffic. Well, you know how it is in LA, folks. So we'll be talking to him. We'll be talking about Armenia's independence. And I've even posted my phone number, so you guys could call afterwards and tell me what you think. Do you think Adank Beke Donen Kaigagan Anga Huchu Ayastani Anga Huchuna Gamboch? Alright, so enjoy the music now.
Parir yerking, parir yerking, parir ho. Tirana gun tizar merit zatni to. Amen hai sertum isho keto. Tirana gun tizar merit zatni to. Amen hai sertum isho keto. Nu ciașuș barbarne mia can linen cânker linen ghech barbare can aragați lancelin zonzonanac darnac bari darnac zore cuș darnac aragați lancelin zonzonanac darnac bari darnac zore cuș darnac
Darnak bari, darnak. barbarnek miaka. Ayer hayden geriyef bay bareka. Nuzjaksus barbarnek miaka. Ayer hayden geriyef bay bareka.
Հիմա ինչքան ուժ ունենք, ուզում եմ, որ ուրախանանք. Ինչպես է տեղ տրամադրությունը վերևում, ինչպես է ձատ կողմում, իսկ հետևում. Ես ձեզ շատ սիրում, շատ շնորհակալ եմ, որ այսօր ներկա եք, շատ շնորհակալություն.
Հայաստան իմ անուշ արևոտ երկիր, դու ծաղկիր շենացի, ու մի զորացի. Աշխարում տարածված կոզավատներին, պայպայիր որ նման գիրկը կանչիր. Հայաստան իմ անուշ արևոտ երկիր, դու ծաղկիր շենացիր ու մի զորացիր. Աշխարում տարածված կոզավատներին, պայպայիր որ նման գիրկը կանչիր. Ուրել որ մենք գնանք, ուրել որ լինենք, անունը պատիվը բարձր կպահենք. Քո հարցու պատիվն է ամեն մի հայի, Հայը պարքի թամար կյանք չի խնայի. Հայաստան իմ անուշ երկիրն այրիան, արևոտ հայրենիք մայրարարածյան. Ծաղկել ես ու դարձել շքեղ Բուրաստան, ողջ աշխարում չկա երկիր քեզ նման. Հայաստան իմ անուշ երկիրն այրիան, արևոտ հայրենիք մայրարարածյան. Ծաղկել ես ու դարձել շքեղ Բուրաստան, ողջ աշխարում չկա երկիր քեզ նման. Անթիվ դարերի պատմություն ունես, Հայասկի ավետյած շքեղ երկիր ես, սարերով, զորերով, պետք ու բարիքով, երկրում տեղ գտած դրախտը դու ես. Անթիվ դարերի պատմություն ունես, Հայասկի ավետյած շքեղ երկիր ես, սարերով, զորերով, պետք ու բարիքով, երկրում տեղ գտած դրախտը դու ես. Ուրել որ մենք գնանք, ուրել որ
چم پندورانا سر و رخ چیگه جیرانا ایگیت کاسن انچا هیلی نوف جیران این دیرانا سری چم پندورانا سر و رخ چیگه جیرانا ایگیت کاسن انچا هیلی نوف جیران این دیرانا جیران اخ چیگ مخنا بورست کو ایگیت هیر سمیس خیلکس گلخی سستار
coming soon, so bear with me. I'm going to play a few more songs until Ara gets to a decent spot where he could talk to us from LA. And that's it. Enjoy the music. Now I get to play you a song that I haven't played much. Actually, I hardly played it here. DJ Nico plays it in his mixes. It's from Armen Aloyan.
Romeo, let's go. Hands up, hands up, hands up. fact, never seen a girl that looks like you.
My God,
your body is a shrine, the temple of my mind, and I gotta have your mind, cause it's so
loveness.
If you want it, girl, I'm about it. You want another, no, I doubt it. In your dreams, I'm your light shining armor. You're my sweetheart, I'm your lucky charmer. The way you move, you make me wanna say,
baby,
you're the coach, I'm the player, don't
trade me.
I'll be your best in all categories. I'll be your leading man in your own love story.
I'm Romeo, you can be my Juliet. Tell me your name and I'll tat it on my neck.
And if you're with me, let me see your hands up. And if you're here tonight, baby, please stand up.
Thank you.
Kizim veraunim im shatsireli ingeres vor mish chimerger in ziev mish. He's happy to be on Trick Track. So am I, actually. And I'm always happy to hear his voice. Ara Khachadurian. Pairgun Ara, how are you?
Hi, Sveto. How are you?
Good. You?
Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. Ara, I was speaking with you earlier about it, and one thing that got to me is I'm happy we're independent, it's been 20 years, but are we really independent?
That's a loaded question.
Well,
because, you know, we are independent in a sense that there is an independent republic called Armenia, and it has its own military, it has its own currency and all of that, but we're far from being self-sufficient as a country, economically and otherwise, there's a lot of work to be done. In fact, what I talked about in my editorial yesterday, what has happened in the last 20 years, I feel like, you know, there have been a lot of accomplishments as far as state building is concerned. But at the same time, one critical thing that is missing is that the lay Armenian citizen has lost his or her voice throughout this process. Some of it might be because we've had these critical national imperatives like Arapal and other issues that we've seen in the last 20 years. But for the most part, I think it's the leadership way of continuing the Soviet mentality that the citizen just does what the state tells them. And that has created the process whereby only, you know, a handful of people control the national wealth. There's mass immigration because people aren't able to freely express themselves and as a result become productive in a state and in a country. So those are the challenges facing us in upcoming years, because especially the issue of immigration, because we can say there's a country, but if there's nobody living in it, what's the point of having a country? So there is still a long road ahead of us, and my concern is looking at the future, is that I'm not seeing new and young players in the political field, whether it's parliament, whether it's, you know, other areas, economic development, etc. And I'm not seeing a new generation come up who's going to take the reins from these people who are now leading the country.
Well, yeah, that's exactly one of the points that I wanted to bring up, is the old leadership, they've paved the way for, like, their connections, and how are we ever going to get over that? You know, it's going to become really tough. It's going to become really hard for this young generation, where they're going to see, okay, Yergir Munenk, but inchkurnan ganelas Yergir Mech. Everything is with connections, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I think a process should begin, and a good way about that is next year's parliamentary elections, that the citizens of Armenia, and I think the focus should be outside of Yerevan, because it seems that we forget that there's an Armenia outside of Yerevan, because everything is so Yerevan-centric. They need to be empowered to make their voices heard. And that also is a huge challenge, because you're talking about, cultural, setting a new cultural trend, because the population Soviet era was not empowered to make their voice heard, and last 20 years, that empowerment has not happened. So it's critical that we do that as a nation.
Okay.
And we have a role to play in the diaspora in that process, and that, you know, through our writing or, you know, shows like yours, we need to continuously emphasize this issue, because our voice does get heard there.
I'm sure we have a
role to play in that.
I mean, I do have a... Well, I can speak because of my show, but there's a big amount of listeners from Armenia that even if they don't hear it live, listen to it live, they go back and listen to the archives, and especially Armenian...
Good.
Sorry?
Which is very good.
One thing that you keep on mentioning, and I wanted to bring up, is the Soviet era. I was watching pictures, clips about the parade. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch it on TV. I saw the military parade, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now,
uh-huh.
Why do we have to do that? I mean, we haven't changed anything, basically, from the Soviet era to now. Back in those days, they used to do that kind of parades, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not saying I'm not proud of our army, our boys that are defending the homeland. That's not what I'm saying, and I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying, do we really have to do that? Do we really have to celebrate in that manner, basically?
Well, you know, a lot of countries, we simply don't do it here in the States or probably in Canada, but a lot of countries mark their independence by a military parade. It might be something that we've kind of caught our eyes during the Soviet era, but I think the military parade yesterday was significant in various ways, because it was the first time that in the 20 years that we were showing basically everything that Armenia has in that level, and it is also a very huge signal to our neighbors that you know, the propaganda campaign being waged by Azerbaijan right now is that Armenia, you know, our military budget is more than, you know, Armenia's national budget, and, you know, stuff like that that they keep saying in international forums. And this was, I think, a show to the world that, you know, while we are a small country, while we are landlocked, we are ready to defend our borders, and that particular issue for me is undoubted. I think we are ready to defend our borders if the time comes. So I think the military parade, especially this year with Azerbaijan doing the same thing in June and then getting up and saying, look, we're ready for war, I think this was kind of a reply to that statement, but obviously we didn't make those types of, war-mongering statements.
If we're going to look at it in that way, like, I have no problem with that. And I was proud, you know, I can't say I wasn't proud, you know, who wouldn't be proud? And I was even prouder, I can say, when I saw women soldiers. You know, they had pictures of women soldiers.
How about the priest?
The priest? I didn't... Did you say priest?
Yes, there's a battalion of priests in full religious garb that were marching in the parade.
Really? I didn't see that one.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. How are things at Asparis? How is the application going, Ara? I know we're going off topic now.
We're looking to expand our app, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll introduce an app that will be can be used on all different platforms, especially the Android, and hopefully we can have an iPad app maybe sometime next year. It's a slow process. It requires resources. And we're trying our best in very minimal resources. I have to, coming back to the independence, say that here in Glendale, we had a huge 20th anniversary celebration at the about, you know, 2,000 people showed up. There was a parade of scouts down Central Avenue to going to the church parking. You know that area very well.
Yeah.
And it became the only public celebration that this community is going to have for the 20th anniversary, because unfortunately here the consulate decided to basically center what it's calling celebrations around the president's visit, which is going to happen on Saturday and Sunday. So it was the only public event that marked the 20th anniversary, because there isn't going to be any other where the layperson can get out of their house and go and celebrate the anniversary without paying $250 a person.
Oh, wow. So Saturday's event or Sunday's event, it's...
Sunday's event is a huge banquet. As you know, there was an announcement issued a couple of weeks ago whereby the ARS Central Committee was saying that it will not participate because it believes that the 20th anniversary belongs to the people, and it should not be an event where they're honoring a government official, because initially when the invitations had gone out, it said that it was to honor the president. And the ARS felt, rightfully so, that first of all, a celebration of independence should be public where everyone can attend, and secondly, it should not honor an individual, especially one who under whose leadership you know, serious social and economic blunders have been made, and you know, poverty is on the rise in the country, and democratic values are being trampled upon. So, you know, that was the decision, and then the consulate changed the wording and decided to corrected itself, basically, by saying that it's a 20th anniversary celebration and that it is being presided over by the president, rather than he's not going to get honored in that event.
And what?
So basically, the ARS issued another announcement last week saying that the reasons for its initial announcement have been rectified. I mean, a lot of people say the ARF was boycotting the event. It was not a boycott. It was a simple statement that the ARF Central Committee would not participate. There was not a call for people to not go and whatnot. But, of course, when an ARF Central Committee issues an announcement, there are those who listen and act accordingly. So, I guess in the consulate circles, it became evident that the statement had legs, so they altered their, you know, initial statement and presentation. So that's basically it.
And where is all that money going to go to?
It's going to go. The money is going to benefit the new consulate building, which they have purchased. The consulate building that is actually a very good achievement. It is a building in Glendale, and the government finally owns a building rather than leasing it. And we all know that any consular office anywhere in the world is Armenian soil, or I mean, it's that country's soil. So it's kind of a nice thing to have, and it will hopefully get the consulate to you know, kind of improve its operations as well.
Yeah, because I saw the building when I was in L.A. I mean, it wasn't open yet. People were, they had just heard that Armenia had bought that building, or the consulate had bought that building, and I seen people standing in front of it taking pictures. Is it open now? Is it functioning or not?
Yes, it started functioning on Monday, and the official opening ceremony is going to be on Sunday. You know, at the end of the day, regardless of the government, that is a state. It represents the state of Armenia. It doesn't matter who's leading it, but that is ours, and we can claim it as ours because it is our constitution.
Yeah, it is.
So that is kind of a proud moment in the whole process. But, you know, as we talked earlier, there's a lot of work to be done. You know, there are significant challenges facing not just our Armenia as a republic, but the Armenian nation. And I think, you know, our work is not done. In no way it is done.
Yeah, it's... Amen Hayutyunu Anang Pekemadadze. It's not just our work, it's every Armenian's work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully this, you know, I think what the 20th anniversary also signifies is that we as Armenians should also not look at it as a fledgling new republic, because it's been 20 years, and we should be more pragmatic in the way that we approach issues dealing with Armenia, because at the end of the day, everything that is being done and said is for the betterment of our country. It's not enmity, it's not bad, you know, it's not because nobody supports it. It's, we have to be more pragmatic in how we view this country, which is ours, and address some of the issues that, some of the stuff we talked about, but, you know, address it in a more you know, it's no longer old, it's a young country, it's been 20 years, and, you know, we've all gone there and visited and gotten our fill of the homeland, but now I think it's time to look at things in a more direct and focused way. So I think that's what the 20th anniversary legacy should be. Well, thank you, Seto.
Thank you. Yeah. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, and thanks to your listeners, and have fun.
I shall. We always do, right. Especially when we hear from you. All right.
Okay,
thank you, Ara.
Jose.
Bye. All right. Bye. Well, folks, you just heard from Ara Khachaturian from Los Angeles and the latest ongoings in L.A. Hopefully, he clarified a few things to all of us, well, to you at least as well. Now we continue with the programming, and I have a special song from an incredible gentleman that I met in this past summer while I was in Europe, and his name is Emirisyan, Aren Emirisyan. So enjoy it.
Did you know? this month. Ach, in my tongue I keep in the calmness of this moment.
Համ սիրեցիք արեն ինձ այնը, իսկապես խենթանալի կերդասարտ մնե, որ եկավ ծանոթացանք իրեն, he was freaking out for ես ազավակ մունիմ, դղամ մունիմ, որ անունը արեն է, and he started hugging me, and I'm like, dude, relax, what's going on? He goes, չեմ լսած արեն ուրիշ մեկ անուն ունենա, I was like, կեգուր, North America, there's a lot of them. Anyways, I just had to share that with you people. Now, we're going to enjoy Balla Balla from Ara Mardirosyan and then my good friend Ararat, who will be here in October. Poets, he shared an M, and Dinunink Hogdem Periotin, the palace. Hopefully, I'll see you all there.
Uno, dos, irechos. ¿Cómo suena ese acordeón?
¿Acordeón?
Ara Mardirosyan.
Man, me know that Allah and the brethren top of them. Them always here when the girls come on, man. Hola, hola.
La cosque mi zure tenerán tu chestese. La cara cujure inskerin me itase. Gelagar insirte arans narazark chui. Consumen lo. Todos te quieren soltera, pero no saben que eres él. A mostrar tu figura, bella silueta de piel bronceada al sol. Sabes lo que tú tienes, te lo canto yo.
Girl, a superstar. Me tell her come here. The way the girl a whine and move her rear, all the man them come from everywhere. Remember? They link the bartender and me stand up close to her fender. Anything she want me, I surrender. Yeah. They don't want the girl for who? They don't want the girl for leaving. She got me screaming, "Bala ya!" She only want for me.
Bala, 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 bala. Capo es sin bala ya.
And I'd be carrying right with that friend.
Bala, 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 bala. 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 Bala.
Sarkisyan, and at this point, Karzem, it's appropriate to mention October 22, 8 p.m., Burlington, Vermont. For tickets, 450-682-5231, call Hasmik Bilemjan, Horizon Shapatatirti, Tsernark Nesireliner, Kachalerenk Mer Horizon Shapatatirta. It's going to be an amazing night. It's only about an hour and a half away from Montreal, so no excuses this time for Heruye, Yevailen, Yevailen. And I also want to say hello to my good friend Syrup, who's listening and wanted to do a special request. But sorry, buddy, that's all the time I got. I got to take off. Talk to you guys Saturday. Don't forget Robert Chilingirian. He'll be on. And call for the Karnik tickets, people. Have an amazing night. Great weekend. I'll talk to you folks on Saturday.
Ara inimene să ți scorchiță. Aia asta inimene să ți scorchiță.